In this episode of Bear Podcast,
Kevin Smith loses the beard.
Gay marriage in 32 states.
Taco Bell app on iOS and Android.
And a woman stuck in a chimney after 6 online dates.
All these coming up. Stay tuned. Bear Podcast, 541.
Hey, all you bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white, last
2 glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And this is episode 541, and it's a Tuesday, October 28th.
Happy Halloween-y!
Happy Halloween! Well, a few more days, right?
So. About the time most people see this, it'll be Halloween. Yeah.
Is there going to be something in Montrose?
I don't know.
Like,
Dude, I look like a bar queen to you?
Well, it's more like... Every October 31st, they have something going on there, like a contest.
I'm sure they had stuff going on this past weekend, and then stuff would be going on Friday night, too. That's the way they usually do it. So,
okay. Yeah, I always miss it, because I always go to Voodoo Fest in New Orleans every year.
That's right. You're always in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss my party.
Yeah, you have a party this coming weekend, right? Oh, yeah. Sad. Yeah. I won't get to see you guys in costume. The last time I wore a costume in Houston was... I don't know.
Did you pull the pics from Jeff and Mark's?
2004? No, I didn't.
Jeff
no.
and Mark's Halloween party with me and my Jedi on board, baby.
Oh, really? No, I didn't. Okay. I'll probably post it at some point. Okay. Yeah, it's been a very stressful, not very stressful. It's been like a hectic weekend for me. I was in California since Thursday night, and I kind of visited my family. And... I was there, and it was, you know, visiting people in hospitals and visiting family from different parts of the Bay Area. So that was okay.
Did you go into the Castro Saturday?
No, not at all, no.
So you should have. That probably had some interesting Halloween stuff going on there.
Yeah, probably during the week, at the weekend. No, I just didn't have time. I don't have time to go downtown, go to the Castro area. No, not at all. But I did get to visit a couple of friends.
Okay.
Their names are Bill and Young, and their little boy, Ming. It's pretty cute. Yeah. Pretty cute little toddler.
No, see, I wouldn't have said Young. I'd have said Yang.
Yang?
Yang.
So with Yang?
Yang.
Young. It's like Young.
It's Leon. The Yang and the Yang of it.
Bill and Yang. I don't know. I've always called him Young. So. Yeah. So anyway. So
well, I saw Young this weekend. My Young this weekend, too.
Oh, really?
Our Young.
Our Young? You saw
Our
him?
Paul and Young.
What was he? What were they wearing?
He was Bam Bam, I think.
Oh.
And Paul was Fred Flintstone.
Bam Bam. Wait, not Bam Bam? Not even Barney and Fred? It's Bam Bam.
It's Bam Bam.
That's so cute.
It's kind of daddy boy.
Oh, really? Sort of, yeah, it is a daddy boy. So anyway, yeah, I was in Oakland. My family was in Oakland. And
did you watch the Raiders play Sunday?
No, not at all. But, you know, people were just talking about it, but I didn't see much. I did hang out with my family, the father's side and the mother's side, so that was okay. That was good.
So you Filipino out this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I ate rice all weekend. Rice every day. It's so much lice. So much lice. I don't know. It's just really a staple, you know, for Filipino families. That's why we had rice every day, every morning, noon, at night. Well, did we eat rice yesterday? No, we didn't. I just came home yesterday. We didn't eat rice yesterday. I had noodles, so that was okay.
Rice noodles?
They're egg noodles.
Oh, egg noodles.
So it's kind of different.
Okay.
So how about you, Ray? You were in Dallas for the weekend.
Well, we started off here in Houston. Saturday night, we went to Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Jeff's party. Okay.
Jeff and Mark's Halloween Jeff and Chris. Party. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it Jeff and Chris?
Jeff and Chris, I think.
Why did I put Mark? I mean, yeah, Jeff and Chris. Sorry, guys. Jeff and Chris is... Why the hell did I type Mark today?
I don't know.
Anyway, I did the notes while I was at work, so I ain't gonna tell them what the hell I was doing when I was typing it. But anyway, went to Jeff and Chris's Halloween party. Had a great, good time there. It was very nice. Saw a bunch of people I hadn't seen in forever. Like my favorite stalker, Johnny.
Johnny?
Yes. Okay. They were dressed up as pirates.
Butt Pirates.
Butt Pirates. Okay. So, Casey and Chris were there. They were dressed up as Barney and Fred.
Really?
Yeah.
Barney and Fred, and then Paul did.
Yeah, two Fred Flintstones.
That's wrong. So. You don't. That's faux pas. That's wrong.
What if she left and changed their costume?
They should have just gone home.
They're not real gays.
So. Yeah.
But me and Robbie, we did this whole baby doll thing. My costume was a t-shirt and it said Sith on board, like baby on board.
Okay.
And then it had these two little baby arms sticking out the chest and they wiggled around. And I had this little lightsaber thing that I got at a store one time, sit on my desk for years. Went to go get it so I could tape it onto the hand so it would glow.
Somebody
like a little lightsaber. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh, no. Would have been nice as a part of a costume.
So, yeah, but it had just two little arms here wiggling around and blood dripping down and stuff. And then Robbie was a fucked up clown.
Oh, really?
Scary clown, yeah. He had baby arms too, but his was like a clown that we'd ironed on his thing. And then where the arms were, we stuck the arms out of the t-shirt so they're like they're coming out to get you.
You know what would have been really great for this weekend is the clown, killer clown from American Horror Story.
Well, that's kind of what Robbie was. He had his picture on his back.
Oh,
that's kind of what we're going because it was an American Horror Story kind of themed Halloween party. So, so that's what I did. Oh, and then we went to Dallas to Robbie's Works corporate party, which is very nice. So,
is that the only thing you guys did there? You guys didn't eat there anywhere else?
No, we drove up there. The corporate party that night was free wine and beer, champagne, dinner, dancing, casino night type deal. And then 11 o'clock, they shut it down, and we all went back to the hotel, went to sleep. Then we got up yesterday, Monday morning, and drove back. So,
yeah. Did you guys go to Centerville?
Yes, we stopped on Centerville on the way back.
You didn't buy any goodies or barbecue?
Well, yes, we did. We bought barbecue sandwich while we were there. We found a stuffed chicken with crawfish and something else.
Oh, you just got to buy some stuff there.
So.
Whenever I pass by Centerville, okay, guys, if you guys are driving on Highway 45, I-45, and you pass by Centerville, exit 164, always have to go there, and they're not paying us to say this.
Yeah.
But I just love it there. Whenever I go there, I pick up these pork chops, these really, really thick pork chops, and they're really, really very tasty, really great. Bring them home. Really great. So should I ask you to bring home some so you could freeze
it. About it.
Wow, Dallas. So. I might be there next
one day trip. I mean, a 24-hour trip. Dallas. Drove up there, went to party, and then came straight back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
No rest for the weary.
Yeah. Well, good for you. At least you got to hang out and have some free booze. That's always good.
It was nice to hang out with a bunch of different. That Robbie's work crowd's an interesting bunch. So they're some partiers, rowdy.
Yeah.
So, but it was a lot of fun.
Anyway, okay. So yeah, that's our weekend update, I guess. Let's go to our topics, right? Okay, this airline passenger, I've been meaning to watch this video for days now. It's just that, you know, what I do is I saw it online, I click it on my Safari on my phone, and then okay, I'll watch it later. That's what I do. But then, what happened here?
Well, if you watch the video, you'll see a man, presumably under the influence, approach another man in the pink shirt and argue with him about something. We don't know what happened immediately prior to the video being filmed, but it looks like the guy in pink is taking a cell phone picture of the other man. The oddest thing is that even though all the other people in the frame begin to pay attention as the conflict is obviously escalating, there's not a security guard in sight, just like the popo not to be where they need to be. On second thought, one does walk into the frame, approach the desk, and then leave, all while there's trouble brewing. And this is at an airport. Things finally reach a tipping point, and kicks and punches are hurled towards the victim. When asked what the instigator is so upset about, he replies, "Queers, that's what I'm upset about. This faggot right here." He is quickly subdued by other airline passengers until airport officers finally get to the scene. And there is a picture, and it looks like Paul Rudd was helping out. The guy who's playing Ant-Man. But Paul Rudd said he did not help out.
No, he didn't. He just looked.
But I don't know if he was in the airport or not because I didn't get to read the whole article today.
So I did see the video. Yeah. And there's this guy who's in a wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair. And he helped out subdue the other guy. And then the guy who kicked the guy with the pink shirt kicked him like really lame kick.
Yeah.
I think he missed the balls even. Of all the things to kick, his balls. So I was reading an article today that the guy went out on bail, I think, or
he's out on bail. He was fined, and they don't think they're going to charge him with hate crimes.
Yeah, it's for $1,000. He paid only $1,000 to get out. So, yeah, and he's got this smug smile. Oh, God. Yeah, but anyway, so that's what I saw online today.
So the video. It'll be interesting if he gets out and gets away with it. Then there'll be a lot of pissed off gays in Dallas. Hopefully, they'll go protest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, they'll pull a full Hong Kong on them bitches up.
Yeah, people are posting his address somewhere so people could kick his balls. Okay, let's go to entertainment a little bit. Okay, I have
this one's all you, man.
It's all me. And thanks to Cesar from Chicago for telling me about this. So, RIP Clerks director Kevin Smith's beard. He didn't die, but the beard died, okay? So, his beard has been, he's been wearing the
Kevin Smith
beard. Kevin Smith, very recognizable beard for 20 years now. Okay, so the tragic news. The cool understanding beard you got high and told all your troubles to during high school has passed away. The avuncular facial hair that was always down to buy your friend some beer was attached to actor and director Kevin Smith and appeared in films like Clerks, Mallrats, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And it will be missed. Smith laid the beard to rest yesterday and will soldier on without it in the upcoming movie Yoga Hosers. So between the beards and the excess 20 pounds he dropped for the role, he's barely recognizable anymore.
I can't even see him on the screen.
Yeah, he's just faded away. I saw the picture, and oh my God, it's not, you won't recognize him as if it's another 20-year-old. he looks young, if he's, you know, if he's all shaved.
I saw a picture of him then, I was like, that's not Kevin Smith.
That can't be Kevin Smith. Yeah.
So, let's see.
And he lost 20 pounds, so, well, good for him that he lost 20 pounds, yeah. But then losing the beard.
I need to lose 20 pounds.
Really? Yeah. I thought you'd just take a dump and you lose 20 pounds.
Remember, I'm in your house right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. So I can say that. Okay, one more thing about Mikey Hope from, it's a friend of mine from Atlanta. And he said, "Hey Bubba, don't know if the great algorithm let you see, but I'm part of a horror short story project this year. And today, my story is featured. If you know anywhere good to share the linkies, please do." So the title of his article is called Blind Man's Bellows. So it's located in 13 stories till Halloween.wordpress.com. So the premise of this website is he's got 13 writers, 13 stories for the next 13 days till Halloween.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I think you should read this. I put the links on the website.
I'll go read it tomorrow.
It's a really short story, and it's, you know, kind of creepy when I go down. But then thank
you. I know. Speaking of stories, I got to get to work on mine. I've had writer's block for way too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Thank you, Mikey. Yeah, it's been a long time since I last saw Mikey. He gave me a massage before. You know, one of the podcasts.
Was it a prostate massage?
He did not give me a prostate massage, but he just gave me a normal massage, a professional massage with Enya music in the background. So he played some classical music, some massage music, and he gave me a full body massage and everything. And yeah, I think that was the very first time I've ever had a real professional massage. I mean, yeah. And then I took out my recorder. I was using an iRiver back then. It was probably 7 years ago. It had been a long time. So I used that for recording. It's a small recorder. Not right now. It's before iPhones. I used that, recorded, and, you know, he was massaging me and everything. I don't know what episode that was. Yeah, anyway. So Mikey gave me a massage. So I recorded that 7 years ago. This was before, you know, the podcast is all audio, but now it's all video. Should have done video back then. Okay, Ray. So, yeah. Thank you, Mikey.
Okay. All right. On to the big announcement. Well, there's two big announcements that came out. Batman is finally asked, "Are you gay?" in a new comic book. Batman has always seemed a little light in the bat loafers, and we aren't the only ones to see it. Now, for the first time, his sexuality has been openly discussed in the comic book universe. Is that progress? Who can say? Multiversity The Just, number one by Grant Morrison and Ben Oliver was released on October 22nd.
Last week.
Yeah, and it's set in a world where superheroes have become obsolete. Sounds a bit boring. Rather than saving the world from evil villains, Batman and Superman and the likes are treated more like celebrities, and where the celebrities are the bratty children of celebrities.
Oh, no.
In this issue, Alexis Luthor, daughter of Lex Luthor, asks Batman's son, Damian Wayne, who has adopted Dad's masked identity, whether or not the famous recluse takes it in the Batcave. He may not be gay, but he is apparently a curmudgeon. and they show the panels, they say this. In the next panel, he tells the neighborhood hipsters to turn down their vinyl and vacate his bat lawn.
Bat lawn.
So, and there's also an article that showed up in the Gay Star News, adds this helpful history of the Batman is gay theory. The gay interpretation goes all the way back to 1954, when a psychiatrist claimed that the comic books were homosexual fantasies. And remember, there's that frame from one of the early Batman comics where him and Robin are crawling out of the same bed together.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's the 1995 scary. Feature film Batman Forever, and especially the 1997 sequel film Batman and Robin, both helmed by openly gay director Joel Schumacher, attracted attention for the homoerotic innuendos.
Really?
George Clooney himself said he played Batman as gay in the films. And a few years ago, Morrison, a Batman writer, said to Playboy, he's very Plutonian in the sense that he's wealthy and also has the sense that he's sexually deviant. Gayness is built into Batman. I'm not using gay in the pejorative sense, but Batman is very, very gay. There's just no denying it. Obviously, as a fictional character, he's intended to be heterosexual, but the basis of the whole concept is utterly gay. So
I think that should be the title of our show, like Batman is Gay. What do you think?
Batman is gay.
Batman is gay. Okay. So. Yeah, interesting. Okay. So,
but I've always thought he's gay. That because of him and Robin, you know.
Yeah.
Nambla, the poster boys for Nambla.
Do you know what Nambla means?
What?
No ass must be left alone.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay.
I noticed something else. Okay. All right. The big Apple S reveal today was by Marvel
Studios. Oh, really?
Announces the upcoming release slate of Phase 3 movies. So if you haven't seen this on Facebook or something, here's the lowdown. Marvel Studios officially announced the following movie titles and release dates. 2015, on May 1st, The Avengers, Age of Ultron, woo-hoo! Which is already planned. Mm-hmm. On July 17th, Ant-Man. 2016, May 6th, Captain America 3. The story has been reported to center around Marvel's Civil War storyline, which the heroes saw heroes at odds both philosophically and physically over a proposed superhero registration act. Kind of sounds like the Watchmen. Oh. The two factions in the comics were led by Captain America and Iron Man, and Robert Downey Jr. will play Tony Stark, the film's primary antagonist. It's been widely rumored that the Avengers lineup will be significantly shaken up by the events of Avengers Age of Ultron, a clip from which will debut on Marvel's S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight. So if you're watching S.H.I.E.L.D., it's going to be a good clip on there. Mm-hmm. November 4th, this is still 2016, Doctor Strange. Benedict Cumberbatch is evidently not content with his already enormous Comic-Con celebrity. Deadline is reporting that the Emmy-winning Sherlock star, Benedict Cumberbatch, is in final negotiations to join the Marvel Universe as the cosmic sorcerer Doctor Strange.
That would be awesome. I used to collect Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I collected Doctor Strange. I got a good section of it from the 80s. So.
Oh, really?
But when they said Benedict Cumberbatch, I was like, really? Can I see him as Strange? But then I thought about it. I was like, you know, if you've ever watched him play Sherlock Holmes in the BBC series.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kind of correlation, the way he acts on there and how kind of Doctor Strange, I always related Doctor Strange after thinking about it. So
it's just like Sherlock Holmes with magic.
Yeah.
That's what's going to end up looking, right?
2017, May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Part July 28th of 2017, Thor.
How many Thors Ragnarok.
Now? This will be three.
It will be two, three. This will be the third.
This will be the third one.
Thor, Ragnarok. And Ragnarok
means... in whatever language Thor them speak means Armageddon.
Or Ragnarok means Armageddon?
Yeah, pretty much.
So as maybe, Guardian.
As Guardian, whatever they speak. But Does that mean that's where they switched Thor into a female?
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
Should become, what's his name? I forgot his name. Who? The one who plays Thor.
Chris Hemsworth?
Hey, yeah. She would be Christine Hemsworth.
Whatever. Be okay. Somebody else, I'm sure, by then.
All right.
November 3rd, the Black Panther, the first African-American cartoon movie based character. So that'll be pretty interesting.
Oh my God, really? 2018?
Yep, 2018. The Avengers. May 4th, The Avengers God. Infinity War Part 1. The
Infinity War.
So, which leads up to a whole bunch of stuff that these other movies fall into. On July 6th, Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel has gone by many names. And this comes from an announcement day. This character's name is Carol Danvers, Feig said, which is the president of Marvel Entertainment. So they're going with the female Captain Marvel.
Okay.
So this will be the first female movie from Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Female only hero from Marvel.
I'm interested in what happens to her because remember, she died because of Rogue. Remember? Or she kind of died.
Well, she kind of died.
She kind of died.
Absorbed some of her powers and she kept them. So it's going to be interesting to see if they whip that into the storyline and how they're going to do it all.
Yeah.
So, but that's going to be a coveted role in Hollywood for female actress.
For the next 4 years.
Because that's on the equivalent with Wonder Woman on the DC side, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Exciting stuff.
Feig went on to explain how Marvel Studios have developed Captain Marvel for years, saying this film has been in the works almost as long as Doctor Strange and Guardians of the Galaxy before it came out. And one of the key things was figuring out what we wanted to do with it. Carol Danvers, who was originally Miss Marvel until 2012 when Marvel Comics rebranded the character as an Air Force pilot who gains the powers of an alien warrior. In the comics, that alien was the original Captain Marvel, or Mar-Vell. With increased strength, invincibility, and the power of flight, Captain Marvel will be Marvel Studios' first female character with her own film. DC Entertainment will still have the first female-led superhero film, however, with the 2017's Wonder Woman.
2017 Wonder Woman!
And then here's the big announcement. November 2nd of 2018, The Inhumans.
I can't even remember that.
Well, get here. Flashback to today, tonight's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah?
What is our favorite little perky girl on there? Who is she? Who are people starting to think she's going to be?
Who's she going to be?
An Inhuman.
Oh, really?
Yes. After last week's episode, if you haven't seen it, it's a spoiler. After last week's episode, the rumors are flying that her dad's one of the Inhumans.
Oh.
And he joined Hydra.
I see.
So.
Interesting.
And then 2019, May 3rd, Avengers Infinity War Part 2. So we got about two, sometimes three movies coming out a year for the next 6 years from Marvel.
Okay, let me ask you about Wonder Woman. Do you think in this 2017 Wonder Woman, of course, Linda Carter has to have a cameo?
She might. I'm sure she would.
I'm sure she would.
It's going to be kind of thing like they have Stan Lee in all the Marvel movies.
Yeah. I think they should because... She's an icon. When you say Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Well, maybe in the Wonder Woman movie, Linda Carter will play her mother.
Yeah, I was about to say. She's going to be the mother.
Yeah.
The same way as the Flash, the one who played the Flash
on the original TV series.
The original TV series in the 80s?
The 90s.
He's the father of the Flash now.
Because he became the father in Dawson's Creek by the time Dawson's Creek rolled around in the 90s.
Ah.
So
he's a father again now, but this time father of Barry Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
And Flash will be interesting tonight too. So
yeah, it's recording now. Oh, it's done.
So
yeah, it's done recording. All right. So I guess that's our entertainment.
A lot of Marvel stuff going on.
All right.
Now on to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Yes.
Our gay is so gay, it's just gay.
Okay, so gay marriage is legal now in 32 states, but what about the other 18?
Which we live in one of.
That's right.
Texas.
So 18 states in the union have not yet recognized gay marriage. But for several, it's just a matter of time before that changes. After the unexpected decision by the U.S. Supreme Court not to hear a series of appeals, same-sex marriage is now legal in 32 U.S. states. So what about the 18 remaining states? In those covered by the jurisdictions of appeal courts that have ruled in favor of gay marriage, it's just a matter of time before the bans fall. Yeah, it's just, let's say five, even less than 10 years, I think.
I don't think it's going to be that long now.
It's going to be that long.
When it first started, I thought, man, this is going to be drug out forever. But you know there's going to be one state, and it's probably going to be Texas, that drags it out till the end.
I thought North Carolina is going to be it. Or South Carolina.
Well, South Carolina might be right there, too. It'll be between Texas and South Carolina, I bet.
All right. So all that's required is a ruling by a court of state level. South Carolina, Montana, and Kansas are in this category, covered by the 4th, 9th, and 10th circuits. So here's the full picture, okay? So Alabama. Three cases challenging Alabama's same-sex marriage ban are pending in federal court. State Attorney General Luther Strange has fled a request for summary judgment in one of the cases. Searcy versus Bentley. Alabama is in the conservative 11th Circuit, which has same-sex marriage case pending. A ruling on that case would impact Alabama and the other two states in the circuit that will have bans. They still have bans. Florida and Georgia. Okay.
All right. Arkansas, a county circuit judge in May ruled that the Arkansas ban is unconstitutional, prompting hundreds of couples to marry before the state Supreme Court stayed the decision. A hearing has been scheduled for the 20th of November for that case. That same day, a federal judge will hear a separate lawsuit that challenges the state ban. Whichever way the judge rules, the case could easily end up in the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm. So next one is Florida. Florida, following the Supreme Court's 6 October decision not to take up any of the seven same-sex marriage petitions it was considering, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, I think it's related to Jay Bondi from Chicago, asked the state Supreme Court to deliver a final ruling on same-sex marriage. But a state appeals court has refused to let the case go directly to that court. District and circuit judges have ruled the state's ban unconstitutional, but all decisions have been stayed. That's all they do. They just do stay. They do stay.
Stay, Fido. Stay.
Stay.
Georgia. A lawsuit challenging Georgia's ban on same-sex marriage was filed in April, and a decision is not expected anytime soon. Supporters of marriage equality rallied last week to urge State Attorney General Sam Olens to stop defending the ban. Earlier last week, Olens said that marriage rights should not be extended to same-sex couples.
Okay. Kansas, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, asked a federal court to overturn the state's ban, and the federal judge has scheduled a hearing in Kansas. Wow. Maybe Kansas will be next. Maybe. Part of the ACLU's argument relies on the Supreme Court's October decision that saw same-sex marriage bans overturned in Utah and Oklahoma, which, like Kansas, are under the jurisdiction of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Kansas is the only 10th Circuit state where same-sex marriage is not yet legal, though several marriage licenses were issued to same-sex couples earlier this month following the Supreme Court's announcement. The motion to allow those marriages has been stayed.
Kentucky. A federal district court struck down Kentucky's same-sex marriage ban in July, but the ruling was stayed pending the results of cases that were heard by the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in August. The Sixth Circuit's decision was expected weeks ago and is being closely watched as it is the circuit most likely to break the strength of rulings in favor of same-sex marriage the soonest.
Kentucky. You know, Kentucky used to live there. It's one of the states I haven't been. I want to go to Kentucky one of these days.
Well, you might get raped.
Oh, I get raped. You cannot rape the willing. Louisiana! Yay, New Orleans! Louisiana is the only state where a federal judge has upheld the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Though a federal judge upheld the ban in Puerto Rico last week, the plaintiffs in Louisiana have appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Michigan. A federal district court invalidated the state's ban in March, but the decision was stayed after more than 300 couples married. Michigan also falls under the jurisdiction of the Sixth Circuit, which should rule on the same-sex marriage case it's considering before the end of the year.
You think the states that have cases stayed, if they are stayed, do you think they would be the first ones, I guess?
It all depends on which circuit court they're in and what they say. Once they say that, if the circuit court says it, it'll probably fall apart then.
Yeah. Mississippi. Mississippi. Roberta Kaplan, the attorney who successfully argued against the Defense of Marriage Act before the Supreme Court last year, filed a federal lawsuit challenging Mississippi's ban. So, Missouri?
Is that part of it? I'll do Missouri. Sorry, I missed that one. Okay. Missouri now recognizes same-sex marriages performed in other states after a judge struck down a part of the state's ban earlier this month. A federal lawsuit is challenging the state's ban is pending. Mm-hmm. Montana, a day after the Supreme Court dropped 7 same-sex marriage petitions, the Ninth Circuit Court ruled that bans in Idaho and Nevada were unconstitutional, making such nuptials legal in the state and setting a precedent for the rest of the circuit.
Yes.
Montana is now the only state in the Ninth Circuit that still has a same-sex marriage ban. A district judge scheduled for a hearing for the 20th of November for a challenge to the ban.
God, this was so long. Nebraska, in 2005, a judge ruled that Nebraska's ban was unconstitutional, though the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals quickly reversed that decision. This case stands unless a challenge makes its way back to the Eighth Circuit. There is no federal challenge to the state's ban, though influential marriage equality groups have filed briefs supporting a state challenge to the ban.
North Dakota. 7 same-sex couples have challenged North Dakota's ban. The lawsuit is pending. Like Nebraska, North Dakota is under the jurisdiction of the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which does not currently have any state same-sex marriages case pending.
Mm-hmm. Ohio. Yeah, Ohio went to... Mike went to Ohio.
I know. I gave you all the ones that were close to you.
Okay. Ohio, a federal judge struck down the state's ban in April. Oh, just that last April, which was stayed. Like other states under the jurisdiction of the Sixth Circuit, the stay is pending the appeals court's ruling.
Okay. South Carolina, my home state.
That's your home state.
Attorneys have asked a federal judge to overturn South Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage in a summary judgment. Last week, State Attorney General Alan Wilson asked a federal judge to dismiss the suit. South Carolina is under the jurisdiction of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which struck down the ban. The Supreme Court upheld that decision in early October, decision giving the officials little room to defend the ban.
Okay. 3 more to go, guys, okay? So South
Dakota. 13 states, so we had to cover them.
Yeah. South Dakota. 18 states.
Oh, 18, sorry.
South Dakota. A federal judge heard arguments about South Dakota's ban recently. This is another Eighth Circuit state, meaning that either way, the judge rules a once and for all decision overturning the ban could be a long time coming.
All right, Tennessee. A federal judge ruled that same-sex marriage in other states should be recognized in Tennessee, but the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals stayed the decision. Tennessee, too, is waiting on the circuit court's ruling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last but not least, our home state here, Texas. A federal judge struck down the state's ban in February and has appealed the case to the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is the circuit court that could also break the streak of rulings in favor of marriage equality, which would incline the Supreme Court to pick up a same-sex marriage case. The Fifth Circuit's decision is not expected as soon as the Sixth, which, again, could arrive any day now. Yeah. So that's exciting. I mean, they all have their
court. It all depends on where you fall on the Supreme Court's appellate court system.
You know,
circuit courts.
It would be funny when you're down to the last state and then, you know, hey, how are we going to convince this last state to, come on, you're the last state. It's just embarrassing that you don't. All 49 other states are already allowing gay marriages. You're the only state.
That's right.
So everybody, what would the people do?
Peer pressure.
Oh, not only that, they probably leave the state or, what do you call this, or, you know, kill tourism and put, come on, to just
or to, all the gays can travel there and link hands on the state line all the way around the state.
Mm-hmm. What if it's Texas? It's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. A lot of gays have to show up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's, it's exciting. 32 states already have gay marriage and just 18 to go.
Yeah. Well, it's a big change from when this thing first started.
Oh, yeah. Which state? Sorry?
When it all started, what, 3-4 years ago?
Wait, 3-4 states? I don't know.
Because you've been married, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
2 years?
But Massachusetts has always had.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Once they start, but not soon after that, it was like in the last 2 or 3 years, it started falling. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fast pretty for quick, the past few years. All right. Let's go a little bit of techie. Oh, I guess it's an app. Hey, our friend from Deliverance 72. Yeah. Yeah, so here's an app. I guess I'm going to recommend two apps.
I don't need this app. I can't have this app.
I cannot have this app either, but...
It's just a bad app.
It's a bad app, but it's out right now. Taco Bell's new app makes it easy for you to order on the go. And give you the shits on the go, too. Earlier today, Taco Bell's site and social networks went completely dark, making some curious people wonder what the fast food chain had up its sleeves. This time, however, it wasn't a Doritos-infused taco or a fresh breakfast menu of sorts. Instead, Taco Bell introduced an all-new mobile application, which allows iOS and Android users to place orders and pay directly from their smartphone. But in case this wasn't enough, the app will let you customize various menu items and, by using location services, pick them up whenever you're close to your location of choice. Taco Bell says it won't make the food until customers arrive. This way, it will taste just as fresh as they had imagined it. Simply put, the popular chain wants everyone to skip the in-store line like you own the place, assuming you can handle the aftermath. The aftermath of a Taco Bell meal, the app is a pretty good idea. Yes, the last time I ate...
So all the stoners, when leaving the clubs or out partying, they can put in their thing, set up their favorites and order it and get to the store. I wonder if the store knows when they're there, if it detects your phone, if it says, hey, this person's here.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they have to go and say, oh, here's my order number, and then they go fix it? Or it detects when their phone gets close enough to the store to... start making it.
Yeah.
Let them know by GPS location.
Yeah, well, the GPS location just tells them how, when they're getting in, then they'll make it.
Yeah, but they're saying they won't start making it until they arrive.
Yeah.
So how do they know when they arrive?
I guess by proximity. Or when they check in. Or they can just show the app, hey, I have an order. What number is that? Oh, then they'll make it. Okay.
Okay.
So what's good about this, well, that's not good about this because... The first time I ate Taco Bell here, well, one of the first times, I think it was 2003. It really, I tore up my stomach. And I was on my way to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my God, I had to go to the next exit.
So. You had to stop at every rest stop along
the way. I had to twice, I think, yeah. This is horrible. And then, when was it? A few weeks ago? Oh, Sudden Decadence. So I was waiting for Wayne and Canyon to pick me up here so we could go to New Orleans. They came over. Okay, what should I bring for food? Oh, anything. They came over. Taco Bell. Oh, my God. But I appreciate it.
Take some Imodium and then eat that big old burrito.
Oh, God. So I did eat it, and then I was hoping I'm not going to have the shits after. So okay, so one more thing about the geek. Like what Deliverance 72. I think his name is Brian, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he was asking for...
Man. Don't ask me questions.
For apps. Okay. So one thing I would recommend is Viber. Viber is a
vibrator.
It's a vibrator, yes. You use your phone as a vibrator. Anyway, Viber is a nice app which just uses your contacts, and you can text message cross platform if you're even in iOS or Android. Because you know the problem with iPhones, the iMessage only works with other iOS devices. And you have friends who are on Android that you cannot just contact you via iMessage.
Yeah.
So using Viber, you can use it it's a text messaging service. It's the same as WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger. It works the same way. It's just that it's a different app. It's kind of popular. In the Philippines, Viber is. You use Viber too, right?
Yeah, I've not used it before.
So Viber is also...
Usually people I talk to out of the U.S.
Yes, yeah. It's very useful if you have friends and family out of the U.S. That's what I use sometimes to talk to my sister in the Philippines. So, you know, there's a Viber. You can actually do voice chats on them. So you can... It's like voice over IP. You can talk. And it works over 3G, LTE if you need to. So, yeah, Viber is a good app for messaging people out of seas. Overseas. Okay. All right, Ray. Let's go to the bizarre.
Woman gets trapped in man's chimney after 6 online dates. It's a classic tale of boy meets girl. Girls tried to break into boy's house through chimney. Firefighters came to the aid of psycho bitch after she became lodged in the flue of the Thousand Oaks, California home of a man she said she met online. Rescue workers had to tear down part of the chimney with jackhammers as the psycho bitch was jackhammers and oil. Psycho bitch was lubed up with dish soap to get her out. She has since been charged with illegal entry. The man who lives in the house, who asked AB7 to identify him as Lawrence, poor guy, wasn't there at the time. He said he went on a few dates with Psycho Bitch and then broke things off. She seemed totally cool at first until the first flag was her actually being on my roof 2 weeks ago, Lawrence told KTLA. He called the cops about the incident, but the woman was never caught. So Psycho Bitch was on the roof of his house 2 weeks before this happened. So she must realize she needed to lose a dress size so she could try to go down the chimney.
Yep.
Chimney. Mm-hmm. A lesson learned, but the damage to his chimney is already done. Curiously, neither the woman stuck in the chimney nor the man who apparently stuck with her specified where they met online. Was it Tinder, Plenty of Fish, World of Warcraft? There's definitely more to this story than Lawrence is telling.
Yeah, this Lawrence guy just don't want to say where he found her.
And I'd read another article on this, and I'm trying to remember what it said, but it said that they'd actually gone out on a physical date, and then he broke it off or something.
Oh, God. So, if online dating for a while, seeing each other online.
See, they probably met on Tinder, and that's where all the crazy bitches are on Tinder.
Really?
Remember we talked about Tinder was the app that the guy met up on the guy and got date raped on the other week.
Oh, God. Is Tinder a straight app? What is it?
No, it's used by anybody. But basically, like if you're out at a bar, you can log on. You have a profile set up, and it tells you who else is around there. So you can look at profiles and stuff, and if it's somebody in the bar that you seem interesting, you can message them and say, hey, I'm here too, blah, 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 you seem interesting, and start up a conversation that way.
No, so that's what Tinder is.
Yeah.
As opposed to other apps like Growler.
Yeah.
Wherein, you know, you talk to people too.
Just take Craigslist. It's safer. Oh, wait.
Craigslist? You recommend Craigslist over other apps?
Oh, wait.
Good God.
They just had that guy that got killed, the guy off Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. Pretty scary.
So we got shout outs.
Yes. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the articles. Okay. So shout outs. Yeah. Bill and Young. And Little Ming from Castro Valley. Yoo-hoo! Thank you for meeting up with me. I have a picture with them. I took a picture with them. It's pretty cute. Ming is so cute. Also, Caesar, thank you for the articles that you sent. And Troop Bear from Alameda. I was chatting with him on Growler for a while. But then I had to go and everything. So she was hi. He said he was watching the podcast before. So
okay, okay, cool.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you, Troop Bear. Okay.
If you'd like to voice your opinion on a comment or article we have talked about on the show, call us and leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us some voicemails. Give us some feedback, people. Shoot us an email if you have to. Mm-hmm. Show at bearpodcast.com.
Yep, that's right. And even show at bearpodcast.com. You can email us there. You took my line. That's my line.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, even a show at bearpodcast.com. And then also, you can subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and also on Stitcher Radio. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also go to the official website. The official website is bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.
Welcome to Bear Podcast for I am talking about HC shit. I did get the number right this time, didn't I?